Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with this great mission from heaven that has been established in our time by the Great Mother of God. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, the Virgin Mary would appear at the Holy Grounds of Bayside in New York and deliver a number of earth-shaking prophecies that are about to unfold in our time. The apparition was specifically to Veronica Lukin, a wife and mother of five from the New York area, who was designated to be heaven's messenger in these latter days. Over 300 powerful and enlightening messages of prophecy were given, which forewarned of a plan of action that God the Father is about to take to restore the earth back to its former innocence. And we say innocence because mankind at this last hour has lost its innocence. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and in the days of Noah, so it is in our time that God the Father is sending these warnings throughout the earth, hoping to reach us all before the great and final chastisement that is approaching. And we say hoping because it's not definitive. The good Lord depends on us people down here to spread His message and to bring the true knowledge of God to the world once again, because according to the message, this knowledge has virtually been lost in these latter days. Only a remnant of the faithful has retained this knowledge. And so Our Lady is calling upon that remnant to bring this true knowledge forward. On August 4th, 1979, Our Lady said, quote, "I ask all to become apostles of these latter days, because it will be necessary now for man to understand and acknowledge the supremacy of his God in heaven. I ask all who have been born into and baptized into the true faith to go forward as apostles of light, disciples for heaven in these latter days." Our Lady says it will be our mission to bring this message to each and every person we meet. As she states, quote, "There is no man or woman upon this earth that you must explain yourselves to in this mission, for you are directed by the Eternal Father in heaven, in my Son, and the Holy Spirit." On June 9, 1979, Jesus said, quote, "A great mission has been given to you with my mother as your guide. It is the will of all heaven that this mission continue and the message from heaven reach all of mankind." And indeed, this is a great mission and a great privilege that the King of Kings should speak to us in this way and summons us to be his witnesses in the world. But for this great grace, much is expected of us. Our Lady is calling upon faithful and true apostles to come forward with a show of love and dedication and bring this urgent message to the people. It is the highest love that we could practice that we should alert our brothers and sisters as to what is coming so that they too can be ready. If we have something that's of great value, then we should share it with others. This, in fact, is the mission of St. Michael's World Apostolate. And our president, Michael Mangan, spoke along these lines at our June organizers' conference, and in a few words, he outlines what it is to be an apostle of the latter days.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're called to be faithful and true disciples of the latter days. And with that is a responsibility and accountability for the massive graces received. So we, in turn, must share or impart our graces and this message to the people in our area, to whomever crosses our path. It's imperative. It's our duty. Our Lady and our Lord say it right in the message. It's your duty as a Roman Catholic to get this message out to the people. There's so many different quotes that we could utilize here to impress upon you your duty and your obligation. You are the leaders. You are the key people here that have to carry on this mission. You've been given great graces. And so Our Lady's saying, go door to door. Go on foot. Pass out the messages. Pass out the rose petals. Do advertising. Whatever it takes to save a soul. How many times when we reread the messages and we see Our Lady saying not to become complacent, we can't rest on our laurels. We can't say, remember Our Lady even used the word smug. We can't get smug and say, well, gee, I've got this message. I know where I'm at. I feel comfortable. I'm wearing the brown scapula. I go to daily mass and I go to weekly confession and I'm doing everything our Lord wants me to do, so I'm okay. That's not enough, Our Lady and our Lord are saying. We're called to give this message to each and every person, regardless of race, color, or creed. Because Our Lady said, these terrible judgments of God will not discriminate. And that's why we have so many converts, even from Judaism, not only from Protestantism, but even from Judaism. We've had converts through the years. You never know who's going to be open to this message. You heard those beautiful testimonials this afternoon. We have to go out and get more Norma Fosdicks from Omaha, Nebraska, who was away from the sacraments for 50 years, and the Susan Maravicks, who's surfing the website and comes across the Bayside website and returns to the sacraments after 25 years. And Robert Sanchez returning to the sacraments after 40 years. These are the more sensational or dramatic stories, but we have to get these people. And you know that there are people out there that are searching, that are starving for the light, as Our Lady said once again. And so whatever means you have, that's what you've got to do. You can lead them to the website, to the radio program, to our numbers. We have all types of numbers and contacts. Passing out the message, the warning message is a nice one. It's in full color. And we've got some few people there that have called in. Wherever you go, spread a rose petal or a message. You never know. Peter Frank gave a rose petal and a message to a toll booth taker. And her first vigil was the night of the miracle of the doves. Imagine that. That was one lucky woman. And she was Christian. She was not Catholic. You never know. These people coming to the grounds, being touched with the message. There's a lot of St. Paul's out there waiting to be knocked off their horse. And if anything can knock them off their horse, the Bayside message can. Because this message is not for the faint-hearted. It's a tough message. It can be a kick in the teeth for some people. And that's the way it has to be. The soft and mushy stuff doesn't work. If you read some of these messages, when you reread the messages, you'll get really inspired to do the job you're called to do. Jesus says on March 18, 1976, "For you who have been given graces, much is expected of you. You must not fall asleep and just wait for the outcome of your mission. You must work, and you must pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Your labors must not cease while you are upon the earth. Great shall be your reward in heaven. I promise you, my children, your labors shall bear great fruit for the eternal kingdom of your God. You shall all gather one day with me, and we shall reminisce of the days upon earth and the glory that your efforts and your struggles through this mission have brought to the Eternal Father and the many souls that you have rescued from the abyss." And again, Our Lady on September 28, 1978, "It will take those of strong will and strong spirit to knock upon the doors and receive rebuke, but every rebuke shall be a rose. It is only your personal pride, your human frailty, that will make you susceptible to hurt. You must understand, my children, that my son and those I housed with me in the beginning were on foot, and on foot now you must be." This is our call as disciples of the latter days, is to get this message out in any way, and to live the message, of course. And that's another way of being a good example. Being a good example in your parish church, receiving communion only from the consecrated hands of a priest, on your tongue only, and kneeling. That is the message of Our Lady and Our Lord. We need to restore reverence and piety and quietude in our churches. As Our Lady said, they're not Quaker meeting house halls or social gatherings. This is the house of God where the holy sacrifice of the Mass is being performed. And so we have to be good examples. Our Lady, of course, has asked for the ladies to have their head covered. And at all times, both man and woman should always be dressed modestly. And support those good programs in your parish that are worthy of support. The Rosary, Perpetual Adoration, the Stations of the Cross, and so forth. But there's so many people out there. They're waiting for you in your area. They're waiting for you. You were one of those people 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. That's why you've got to go out. By foot, by pen. Remember Our Lady said even by pen, by foot, whatever means. And try to reach another soul. whatever your particular gifts are. I know a lot of the good people like passing out messages in the city. Certainly John May and Peter Frank in New York and all the other strong Baysiders that do that in the other cities, in Philadelphia. Andy Stewart and Charlie O'Neill and Jeff. And I know there's a couple others that help too. They're out there every Saturday and Sunday passing out messages. They have a system where they roll up two messages and they put them in little bags and they have a map. They have a system. And they target a specific area in Philadelphia, South Jersey. And every Saturday and Sunday, they're out there with their rolls of messages, getting them out. God bless them. That's one idea. Maybe not everyone can do that. We understand. But maybe you can reach someone in your parish. Maybe you can get a phone book and write a few names out on an envelope. When you go to a diner or a gas station or whatever, give a rose petal or a message. You just never know. That's what Our Lady and Our Lord is saying. You've got to reach everyone with this message. And it gets discouraging. We understand. It's not easy. It's hard. You're going to meet with rejection. But as Our Lady said in the message here too, that expect that. Expect rejection, because when something good comes your way, you can handle it. This is our call as disciples of the latter days, is to get this message out in any way and to live the message, of course. Being a good example in your parish church, receiving communion on your tongue only, and kneeling. One thing that's worth repeating, ladies and gentlemen, too, is that you do have the right to kneel. That should be clearly understood. Although in these new liturgical directives, the American bishops asked for an indult. They wanted to establish uniformity in receiving Holy Communion, so they wanted everyone to receive it standing or with a bow and then standing. And the Vatican did relent and allowed that norm for the United States. However, there was one clear condition or stipulation, is that those who still prefer to kneel have that right. That is right from the Vatican. So you don't let any bishop or priest say that you don't have that right and that you have to remain standing and so forth. You have that right to kneel. In fact, the letter, we have a very good letter on our website that you can retrieve too, so to help you out.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and that was our president, Michael Mangan, speaking at our annual organizers' conference at the LaGuardia Marriott on June 21st, 2004. And he certainly provides some wholesome food for thought, especially the point that for those who have been graced to hear this message from heaven, they have an obligation to bring this message to others and to be witnesses for this cause in the world. Now, we are doing our part through this radio broadcast and our printing operation, and so the way that you can do your part is by offering your financial support for this worldwide ministry. So if you think this is a message that should be broadcast to the four corners of the earth, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate, and again, we do remind you that your contributions are tax deductible. There is no cost, however, to receive the information and the items. We only ask that you be generous and understand that this apostolate is entirely supported by the charitable contributions of those who believe in Our Lady's soul-saving message. Whatever you can send is most appreciated. Whether it be $1, $5, or $10, send it on, and with any gift of $25 or more, we will send you the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And of course, those wishing to receive the free printed information are encouraged to write, address your correspondence to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. And when you write, ask for our four-page full-color leaflet on the coming warning. This is an explosive cataclysm event that is to take place upon Earth soon. The good Lord is about to intervene with the warning because he is highly displeased with the present conditions on Earth and also within his church. The peoples of Earth have forgotten that the church is the sanctuary of the Most High God of Heaven, and that he does not allow things in his church like guitars, fun, talking, and socializing. Neither does he permit things like charismatics, communion in the hand, or lay ministers. Women are to keep silence and stay off the altar, etc. and so forth. As Our Lady has said, the influence of the devil in the world are presently leading the wide body of the church down the path of deception, clergy included. Therefore, has she said, quote, "The Father plans to awaken those who have fallen asleep in his house by a great warning." That's Our Lady speaking, November 24, 1973. And so it is indeed our duty as Roman Catholics to reach the people with this urgent notice. And our full-color leaflet on the warning is giving us the perfect opportunity to do just that. It's concise, comprehensive, and contains all the instructions from Our Lady on how to prepare for this coming event. Another prime evangelistic tool for reaching the people is our full-color leaflet entitled Attack on America. Therein is contained illuminating prophecies from Our Lady on the coming wave of terrorism that is coming to North America, as she states on September 27, 1986, quote, "There will be blood flowing in the streets of the United States." Again, on September 14, 1976, she said, "There will be a great destructive act committed in your city of New York." Our Lady in the past had said that New York City was being targeted for destruction. This and much more is contained in this leaflet, and with the terrorist threat continuing to increase, you will find that this is not a leaflet the people will refuse. This indeed is a hot item for spreading the message of Our Lady, and so we certainly urge you to make use of it, and also, too, the full-color leaflet on the warning. This is St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you this urgent message of Jesus and Mary, as given through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 13, 1981. Again, these visitations took place at Rosary Vigils at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being taped. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Blessed Virgin speaking through her.
I have traveled throughout your world for many earth years, pleading your cause before heaven for an extension of time for our errant children. I have prayed with you. I have interceded for you. And now I must come to you with a torn heart. Your country, the United States, and most nations of the world. And I would tell at this time of fact, my child, that every nation of the world shall feel the catastrophe. I have asked you all to make atonement to the Eternal Father, to live a life of prayer. You must be in the world, but not of the world. My son has asked much of many of you who hear my words and will read my counsel. But for those who have received much, much is expected of them. The test is great. To be a disciple for my son, the test of love and obedience is great. No man or woman chosen for the path to heaven shall go without test. You will be tested as metals in the fire. If you love your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, your children, before and place them between the border of spiritual salvation or destruction of the soul, if you place them first before my son, you cannot be a disciple for heaven, and your salvation shall be in the balance. The road to heaven is a narrow one. The roses are given at the end of the road, my child and my children. I ask those who can now, are unable to hear my voice, I plead with you as your mother to listen to me and follow this direction, or you will receive a great chastisement. You must now go down upon your knees and make atonement, sacrifice, and do penance for your country, for your nation, and for the countries of the world. You are upon now the brink of great destruction.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 13, 1981. And we just want to break for a minute to give you our toll-free line for those that want to call in for the information. That's 1-800-345-MARY. Our website, www.smwa.org. And it's so true, as Our Lady said, that anyone called to the path of heaven will be tested as metals in the fires and will not go without test. There's no such thing as, I won't be tested. And the Bible makes this so very clear. In the book of Judith, the Holy Patriarch exhorted the leaders of her day to take courage and do manfully, and to understand that their trials had come upon them for their amendment and test. This is when the Syrians had besieged their city and were threatening to take the Israelites captive, and so she exhorted them, saying, quote, be mindful how our fathers were tempted, that they might be proved whether they worship their God truly. They must remember how our father Abraham was tempted, and being proved by many tribulations, was made the friend of God. So Isaac, so Jacob, so Moses, and all that have pleased God, passed through many tribulations, remaining faithful. Judith, chapter 8. Our Lady in the foregoing segment says, if you love mother, father, brother, or sister more than her son, you cannot be a disciple. And that ties right in with the gospel where Jesus says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:37. As he says, quote, if any man comes to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:26. And so the prerequisite for discipleship is that we renounce all without exception. As Jesus says, strive to enter by the narrow gate, for I tell you, many will try to enter and will not be able to. You see, it's their possessions and their worldly interests that will hold them back. They can't get it all through that gate. You got to go through the narrow gate. St. Paul says, I suffer the loss of all things and count them as dung that I may gain Christ. And so we see here that single-minded dedication which the gospel asks for, and this will challenge many an aspiring Christian. They try to enter that narrow gate, but they can't because they haven't renounced all. They haven't left everything behind. In the Bible it says, quote, son, when thou comest to the service of God, stand in justice and in fear, and prepare thy soul for temptation. Humble thy heart and endure, and make not haste in the time of clouds. Wait on God with patience. Join thyself to God and endure, that thy life may be increased in the latter end. Take all that shall be brought upon thee, and in thy sorrow endure, and in thy humiliation keep patience. For gold and silver are tried in the fire, but acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. Ecclesiasticus 2. Our Lady says that many Latter-day Saints will rise from the tribulations that lie ahead. It is through the fires of suffering and persecution that God will forge his saints of the end times. And you are called to be among them. Don't count yourself out. We're going to return now to the recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 13, 1981.
My children, I repeat again, throughout the world's whole population, only a few will be saved. To be saved, you must now withdraw from the world, which has been given to Satan. Satan now has great rule over your world. All will be tested. In the coming cataclysm, I do not refer, my child, to a minor warning. I refer to a great minor chastisement for your nation. Many will die. The good, some good, will die also. But they will be martyred for their faith. My child and my children, much cannot be in discourse with you at this time. But I must stress the urgency of your remaining in my son's church, regardless of the turmoil. I stress again this urgency for the salvation of your soul. You must not tear it asunder. You cannot run hither and yon setting up a new church. For to divide is to conquer, and that is the plan of Satan against my son. The adversary, the prince of darkness, knows that his time is growing short. He will do great battle now with the children of God. Prepare now, for you will see days ahead such as have never taken place within your country, my child. That is why I stress the urgency of this message. There will be much suffering. No class shall be excluded. Those who do not suffer shall be damned to hell, for they have sold their souls to get to the head. In time, this puzzle will be explained to you fully. All who hear my voice and will read the message from heaven. For the future is now, and it will unfold before your very eyes.
You're listening to St. Michael's broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from the Blessed Virgin Mary on June 13, 1981. Indeed, difficult days lie ahead for our country if there isn't an outpouring of penance and prayer. As Our Lady said, no class shall be excluded. Those who do not suffer shall be banished to the eternal fires, because they will have gone the easy route. They will have cast aside their discipleship, and this easy route will have been given to them by Lucifer, the prince of darkness, with the coming mark of Antichrist. As Our Lady said, they will have sold their souls just to get to the head or to remain at the head. Just like Jacob's brother, he sold his soul for a bag of beans. This is St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you this urgent message of Jesus and Mary, as given through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. To receive more information, you can write to us, send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. And when you write, you might ask for our newly published leaflet entitled Disciples of the Latter Days. That ties in with what we've been talking about today on this program. And also, you might order today's program, that's yours for $2, that's show number 335. Their mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That website again, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you in the days ahead.